Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
It's just such a cliche statement, but I feel like we were just talking about it off air. How do you like your coffee? Hannah, how do you drink your coffee?
I definitely prefer an iced coffee. I always get an iced vanilla latte everywhere I go.
Do you ever switch out of iced coffee mode, like once it gets colder?
You know, last year I kind of dipped my toe in it, but then I had a bad experience where I really felt like I could taste like the hot coffee grinds. And so now I'll probably forever always drink
really?
Iced I do
coffee.
Think people are like an iced coffee or hot coffee type of person. They kind of draw the line in the sand.
I was an iced coffee person for the longest time until I broke a jar and ruined my kitchen floor. And I just ruined a little part of it. And that was it. I was done with iced coffee. I do hot coffee,
I don't think it's fair that you take it out on iced coffee. Poor iced coffee didn't do it. You did it.
I did.
You know you love iced coffee.
I do. I love it. I love the little like frappes. Yeah. And
You can cancel yourself. More than you can cancel iced coffee, probably.
Don't put respect on their name.
Need a new floor anyway.
True.
The days that Alex does the show, he always comes in with a fancy cuff. What do you got going on here?
Well, this is just a tea today.
Whoa, you've gone tea
to,
now.
Yeah, you know, I've switched to the tea for now, but I do go from a stage where I go from the iced coffees to the tea, the transition into the hot coffee season.
Oh, Alex has been slamming teas recently in the studio. I haven't seen
it. The teas are good. You know, hey, when you do all this singing, you got to do something to care for your voice a little bit.
Lube up the old throat.
I don't know if it works, but, you know, I try it.
We know that AB is a psychopath. She gets up at 4:30 in the morning
with no coffee.
Nothing.
Crazy. Do you ever?
You just hate the taste of it?
I hate the taste, and caffeine gives me migraines.
I think you need to get back on it.
Doesn't caffeine like, I think help the migraines?
My dying wish is that you have a caffeine addiction.
So it's supposed to, but I think she got extreme with it. And so she was She was getting them probably from the lack of caffeine because she was drinking like 12 Celsius a day.
Wow. Yeah, it was
and no
not
one could keep up
good.
With that.
I wish I was a part of that era.
Like her when she like liked caffeine.
Yes.
You do. It is like a good way to bond with people. Caffeine.
Yes.
Yeah. It is like drugs. I mean, it is a drug. So like, yeah, like, man, you want to go do some Celsius in the back? Like, yeah. You want to go slam a hot coffee? Let's shatter a iced coffee on Kevin's floor, man. Drugs. Caffeine. Look at this show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, anytime you talk about burgers, that's good news, but this is like burgers and got even better news somehow. So High Point's doing something called Burger Fest, and Molly's, you're here to tell us a little bit about Burger Fest?
Yeah, so it's an event we are doing Sunday, October 27th. It's from 12 to 3, and we are raising funds for Veterans Community Project. So our goal with the event is to build a tiny home for a veteran.
That is so cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been to a tiny home? I actually stayed in a tiny home for an Airbnb. One of the coolest experiences ever. You literally have everything you need in like this little home. So it's so awesome, so convenient for some of our veterans who have been underserviced after they gave everything to our country.
Totally.
This is awesome. Like tiny homes are so cool. So what an awesome giveaway to give them.
Yep. So with your ticket, it's $50. So with your burger pass, you'll get 8 burger bites from local and out-of-town vendors. And with those 8 burger bites, you're going to get a specifically paired 4-hand beer. So that's 8 beer samples.
Wow, that's cool.
Bring a DD.
Yeah.
And then you'll also get a side of fries. So we do have, like I said, DD tickets are $25, kids tickets are $25.
Nice.
And all of the proceeds go back to Veterans Community Project.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome. Like High Point, obviously you're always doing stuff like this, but involving other local burger joints. So it's not just like, hey, come eat our burger.
Right. Yeah, you know? So we've got High Point, Stacked, Blues Hog Nation, which is like a barbecue. They do like barbecue sauce and their award-winning barbecue. Niche Food Group, so expats bring in their burger. Juwan Rice, his burger's crazy. It's so good. I've been thinking about it. I had it last week. I'm still thinking about it. And then we've got one of Mike Johnson's buddies from Brazil is coming in. He's bringing some like actual ingredients from Brazil.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, and then Stellar Hogs.
I do think, like Alex pointed out, that this shows you that the cause is bigger. It's our entire community coming together to highlight our veterans and have delicious food, pairing with great beers, which I think burgers and beers always go so well together. And so it gives back to our veterans who we all need to do more. They serve our our country, then they come back, and I feel like there's not enough options for them, mm-hmm. and there's not enough help for them. Totally. So way to give back to our veterans.
Yep.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Together Credit Union Power checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Would you rather spend a week in the forest? The forest isn't haunted, you know, but it's like a forest. It's scary. It's dark. There's animals. You got to do it like Survivor style. You got to make a campfire, all that stuff. Or just one night in a real haunted house. Like, we know this haunted house has got spirits, Limp Mansion style.
You can catch me being in my camping era over the haunted house, because when we all visited the Limp Mansion, I was definitely the one like spooked out the most, like, yes. Anxious, jumpy. I could not sleep the whole night. And guys, I actually like camping.
Yeah, Hannah claims she's a camper, first off.
About that.
Yeah, she claims. Yeah. No one believes her, but she claims.
I am!
It's like you claim you are Western, too. Like, you claim.
Okay, both
something.
True statements, for one.
Wait till you guys see this Limp Mansion video coming out. There's some spooky stuff that happens in it. It's freaky, though.
I'll never claim to be a ghost woman.
So am I all alone in the haunted house?
Yes.
I'm
and
doing
alone camping.
I'll do the woods. I'll do the camping. That's fine. I'm not messing with ghosts.
No poop in a bag.
Yeah.
Could you make a campfire, Kev, you think?
I think I could. And if not, you know, it's been nice knowing you.
A week, though. Alex.
Is it in a, like a full-on tent or not even a tent? I don't have, do I get a tent?
Yeah, you got to put your tent up. Yeah, but you could get a tent, yeah.
But no, nothing else. Yeah. I think I'm going haunted house. For me, one night in haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I think I would be just as afraid alone in the woods. Like,
yeah, it's
at
freaky,
night.
Right?
So either way, I'm afraid. I think I would just do the haunted house for a night and like sleep with my Bible.
All right.
Like, I think that would make me feel okay,
I see
and I can fall asleep.
They're like, they don't like that. They might make you a target, though. They'd be like, oh, we're going to mess with the Bible, girl. You know?
Try me.
Yeah. For me, like, I think I choose the week in the forest, not because I'm afraid of a haunted house.
Oh, brother.
But more so because I belong on Survivor. That's the TV show I'm going to be on one day, guys, and it'll be prepared. Like, oh, this will bring me up to my Survivor days.
We might have to do a Brett versus Hannah who can survive in the woods the longest challenge.
Both of us died in 8 hours. Like, damn.
I would find you in like 2 hours. I'd be like, help me.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kimora, how are you feeling today?
I'm good.
You're good? I like that. It's probably better than what Hannah's doing.
I thought I heard the gas tank go off in the back.
No, her gas tank is full, all right?
Oh, okay.
And ready to run.
About half past E.
That's a full tank for some people. All right, Kimora, Hannah's going to leave the room. Get out of here, Hannah. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same 5 pop culture questions. Hannah can't hear when she's out of the room. You got to get more right than her, okay? Because a tie will go towards her.
Okay.
All right, World Series starts tomorrow. Name one of the 2 teams playing in the World Series. Just one of the two.
I don't know. I don't know any.
Just name a baseball team that you might know.
Baseball? Blues.
The Blues, okay. You know, I've seen those Blues play hockey and baseball. They're like cross sports, right? All right, what fast food restaurant was former President Trump seen serving up fries?
Oh my God, I just saw this. McDonald's.
That's you got correct. It.
Yes.
You're loving it. All right. Sabrina Carpenter's boyfriend showed up at a recent concert, confirming the two are still together. Who is it?
Shawn Mendes.
All right. Ryan Gosling's wife said she was not a very good actor and had no problem leaving Hollywood. Who is Ryan Gosling married to?
Oh.
Just keep your Mendes theme.
Mendes?
Yep, Eva Mendes. You knew it, Kimora.
Good job.
All right, and then what candy brand encourages people to taste the rainbow?
Skittles.
Yes. All right.
So
not bad.
We got 3. We got 3 out of 5. All right. Let's see how Hannah. Kind of 3 out of 5. Let's see how Hannah does.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. Kimora just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. And Kimora, tell her how many you got right.
3.
I was curious if Kimora even knew how many she got right. So Kimora did get 3 out of 5 correct. Hannah gets the win if there's a tie. So you got to get at least 3, Hannah, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
Same questions I asked the Kimora, though. Name one of the 2 teams playing in the World Series. It starts tomorrow.
Crap.
It's the World Series.
Did Kimora know this?
She said the Blues.
Oh, my gosh.
So you tell me if Kimora got it.
Okay. Red Sox.
No, Yankees. No. What fast food restaurant was former President Trump seen serving up fries?
McDonald's.
All right, McDonald's. You're on the board. Here we go. Sabrina Carpenter's boyfriend showed up at her concert recently, confirming that you are still together. Who is she dating?
Barry.
I will accept Barry. Does anyone know how to say his last name?
No,
Kogan,
I don't.
Kogan?
Keoghan?
No one really knows how to say his last name.
Barry K. from Salt Lick or whatever that
Salt Lick.
That's what I call it. I call it Salt Lick, but that's what he's doing, right?
Salt Burn. Yeah, he was licking the salt. As morbid as that is this early in the morning.
All right, you got to get one of these last two correct. Ryan Gosling's wife said she was not a very good actor and had no problem leaving Hollywood to be a mom. Who is Ryan Gosling married to?
You know I always get my damn Ryans mixed up. I know it's not Ryan Reynolds, who's married to Blake Lively, so she's out. Ryan Gosling is married to Angelina Jolie?
No. Eva Mendes.
Oh, yeah, didn't know that.
All right, so you got to get this last question right to Ty Kimora.
Okay.
What candy brand encourages people to taste the rainbow?
Skittles.
Skittles!
Yes!
That's correct. Ooh. Barely gets by. 3 out of 5 ties Kimora for the win. Kimora, you didn't get the win, but you were so much fun to play with.
Thank you.
Kimora, you got to say, this is Kimora and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kimora and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending right now. For Keep It Moving, I read off trending stories. And then Hannah, after hearing the headline, either goes, keep scrolling, because that's how Hannah looks at the news. I'm sure of it.
Yep.
Or she'll say, no, I need some more details. And then over the next 2 minutes, you'll know all the trending stories. First headline is contagious smiling.
That sounds good. We'll take it.
New study reveals the amount of times we smile during a conversation is significantly influenced by how much the other person smiles. So, Hannah just started smiling at me, and that instantly made me smile. Everyone in the room smiled,
by the way.
I think
everybody got scared.
She looked creepy.
But we smiled. Chick-fil-A is launching a new app.
Yes. App?
An app, yeah.
I already have an app for them.
Yep, it's called Free Digital Fun for Families. It's a kid-friendly shows, podcasts, games, and recipes, all launched by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is
doing the most.
Yeah, they're doing more things. It's going to come out November 18th. The college is changing its logo because...
keep it moving.
Okay. The age Americans think kids should stop trick-or-treating.
When?
Where do you think kids should stop trick-or-treating?
I really don't care.
Let them do
just
it.
Have fun.
Kevin, I know you. I thought you would be upset about this.
14.
It's 13.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Only 3% of people think that you could do it at any age. But, yeah, people think when you become a teenager, you're too old. Just hand them a piece of candy and keep
moving. As long as you're
not
causing ruckus.
Yeah. An engaged couple is saving their first kiss for their wedding.
Shut up.
I knew you'd want to hear this. Yeah, at the beginning of the relationship, they've been dating for almost 4 years. They're engaged, and they're waiting until here. You may now kiss the bride to have this kiss. They do say it's kind of for religious reasons. They're in a non-denominational church, and they do say it's for religious reasons, but they said they don't feel like they've been brainwashed or anything like that. They just really wanted to experience what it's like to kiss for the first time as husband and wife. They really want to experience
it. I have a friend that did that. I respect it.
That is so hard, though.
Yeah.
That is
a kiss.
So hard.
Yeah, I think intimacy is an important part of the relationship. There's different things that are
bad.
Well, that's not a reason to divorce.
And then you have 50 plus years to work on.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're going to get divorced because it's a bad kiss.
Other problems. I think
bad is one thing. Intimacy and then not feeling connection is a different thing. I do think intimacy is an important part. But if they're a bad, I'm expecting them to be bad if they haven't kissed in 4 years.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. Survey reveals that 60% of women in a relationship say they don't initially believe their man when they tell them this.
Oh, man. I stand firm on this answer. I'm going to say their height. And even, I don't care what it is. I could get a measuring tape out myself, and I will never believe a man's height.
I'm 5'10". You don't believe me?
No. Never. I think it depends on the day. I think it changes. I just will never believe any man's height. All no. Right. Wrong. Lies.
That's a tough question. I immediately thought of their sexual partners.
Like the your amount. Body count?
Their body your body count.
Interesting. Okay. Alex?
I'm going to say, like, their athletic abilities.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Back in the day, man, I was a varsity letterman jacket guy.
That's funny.
I'm going to say how much money they make.
Ooh, really good guesses, but no one got it correct. Mm.
There's so many things that women don't believe. This could be anything.
There are so many, but here's a hint, I think. I am surprised it's not 100% of women, if that is a big hint. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Feel like Kevin's dog Lily is starting to lose control. We know we have a lot of dog parents out there or people that work with dogs too who maybe consider themselves an expert. Can you help Kevin with some of the weird behavior that his dog has been doing lately? 314-531-9898. We know who in the room cannot give Kevin advice, and that is AB.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, your mic needs
I'm
to be
sorry,
operated.
Kev, I just
segment.
Couldn't care less what's going on with your dog.
AB!
AB is not a dog person.
Right.
You're the nicest person ever, but other than dogs. Like, you're just...
Like, just don't show me pictures of your dogs.
What is happening?
I can't do it.
Cannot believe this about her. But Kevin, what's going on with Lily, man?
This is weirder behavior than we are normally... She's not sick, and we've had her about 6 years, and I don't think that it's because she's just getting older, but it's bizarre behavior, like she's tearing up things she's never torn up before. Okay, you say, oh, your dog's bored. No, we take her on walks. She loves this time of the year. She's always outside in some capacity, but she's like tearing up my daughter's rug in her bedroom, so much so that we had to get a new rug that now she's tearing up that rug. So you're like, okay,
she
I don't
targeting
understand.
Kennedy, like your daughter?
No, because then she'll start targeting Jackson, and she'll go into Jackson's room and go after like sweatshirts or like other things that he leaves on the floor that is for her to tear up. And now we know in the past she'll go after like smells, so it's like okay, well all the sheets are washed, so it's not like or all the clothes are washed, so it's not like she's going after old food smells. And then she'll do things like for the first time ever actually poop in the house. Never has done that. Never has done that, and it's like, are you upset? What's going on? Why are you angry?
Do you think she's heard that you're friends with AB? And like, the dog,
she's probably been listening to the show.
The dog community is revolting. Like, hey, anyone who is friends with AB, their dog does not like them as parents anymore.
I don't know, but the other really weird thing is she'll bark just randomly, and it's not like there's people outside or she's out of the blue. It's like all of a sudden there's a loud barking. Like she's dreaming or something, and it's you're like, well, who are you barking at?
Interesting.
Why are you acting this way? So I'm just curious if other dog owners have noticed this. Is it like a moon cycle?
We experience this every once in a while in our household. You know, Ralph will just start barking at nothing. It's like, what are we doing here? You know, Miko will randomly just decide that one day, you know, he likes to pee on the floor, and then the next day he'll pee kind of in the same spot near it, where I don't know if he's afraid to go outside with the weather getting cold, or I honestly, you bring up the moon cycle thing. This is not the first time I've heard about this.
Really?
I don't believe in the moon.
Like, you don't think the moon is real?
Well, are
you
using just the cycles and stuff?
Are you using a new detergent on your laundry?
That's what I was gonna say. I know that your dog Lily is very like routine oriented. Like you walk her at the same time every day, and all that. So I don't know if like something small got changed within her routine that could be throwing her off.
She's like me. She's used to things the way they are. When they change, she freaks out.
Did you get like a different brand of food?
No.
Maybe she wants a different brand of food.
Okay, let's throw it out there. Does any people have any questions that Kevin maybe can answer? Help Kevin through this. And is there anything that Kevin can do so his dog starts pooping in the house and eating all the stuff? And AB, look on your face. You're saying get rid of the dog, aren't you?
Yeah.
I knew that's a
not worth the hassle.
That's your advice. No, that is not an option here. What can Kevin do to make some changes? And what do we think triggered this? Is it the moon cycle? Is it a change in Lily's lifestyle? 314-531-9898. 9898 if you have any advice or questions for Kev. We're feeling crazy commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. Kevin needs some advice on how to navigate a tricky situation with his dog, Lily, because all of a sudden her behavior just started to change, and she started doing things that she wasn't used to doing, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, and it's not like she's bored. We've seen that before, or she's sick because she ate something wrong. It's just like really specifically unique behavior that she's never done before. Like pooping in the house, she's never done that. Barking at, you know, nothing, she's never done that. Tearing up things that we've cleaned or washed, and we haven't changed any detergent. So it's just really odd behavior.
Sarah, you had some questions for Kevin. Maybe you had some advice for him.
Hey, yeah. So has she been to the vet? First of all, what kind of dog is she?
She's a mix. She's a mutt, I guess is the best way to say it. She's a mix of a pit bull and a black lab.
Uh-huh. So has she been to the vet?
No, because I don't think it's that crazy of behavior yet. You know, like it's
you
not.
You think it's like neurological, like.
I don't think
you're
it's
neurological.
You're
asking if she's mentally okay? Yeah. That's a tough question. Do you
Are any of us?
She does right. live in the burger.
No, I'm not talking mental. I'm talking like literally neurological. Like
no.
something in her
I feel
brain,
like that'd be kind of hard
like
to
that.
Tell.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Not really. Well, and the other thing is she's got pit bull in her, so anxiety. For whatever reason, she's got probably anxiety. I have a pit bull that ate through a pit bull mix.
Kevin has felt
through.
Like his whole family has anxiety.
Exactly.
Now Lily's got it too, bro.
No, it's rubbed
That's
off.
That's funny you say that. Yep. We had another caller, Jackie. Her call just dropped. But she was suggesting as well that your dog might have anxiety. And if like there's a lot of anxiety in your home, Lily could be feeling that as well and going
through. Oh, really?
Through
I was going to say, what do
her
you got
own
to, what
certain
do you,
thing.
What are you anxious about?
Did Kennedy's schedule recently change, right? Of what how she's been coming and going at the house,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
And you said she was tearing up the rug in Kennedy's room.
She wants her girl back home.
Maybe she's pissed off that she went, you know, she's at college
she's
and she's
away.
Living. You
that,
know.
That was Paul's. Thank you so much for the call, Sarah, by the way. That was Paul's perspective on this. Paul, go ahead. You're with Kev.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are older now and they're not at the house anymore, correct? She's not targeting your stuff.
Right,
or
yeah.
Your wife.
Yep.
So she's craving attention from her brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And the pooping in the house, that's just a way to get attention, even though it's bad attention. She's just craving attention.
Okay.
What it sounds like to me, if she's targeting the children. She misses her brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Maybe AB needs to move into the house.
Right.
Yeah.
You think I'm giving that dog attention?
AB!
Dang!
Wow.
I got enough going on.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Liam Payne's girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, opened up and revealed that her and Liam actually planned to spend the rest of their lives together just weeks before he tragically passed away. So she came out and made her first Instagram post since Liam passed away. I feel like people have been looking for this. They've been waiting to hear what she had to say. She posted like this huge carousel filled with different like pictures and memories and also kind of like a statement. She said, "A few weeks ago, we sat outside on a beautiful evening manifesting our lives together. I keep your note close, even though you told me not to look at it. It said, me and Kate to marry within a year / engaged and together forever, 444. She actually posted a picture of the note of Liam's handwriting that he wrote her this. Kate also shared that despite Liam's passing, she knows that they will still be together forever and not, but just not in the way that they had planned. She shared like, it was so sweet. She shared like, it seemed like what their happiest pictures and memories were together. And she also shared a picture explaining what angel numbers are. And for her and Liam, it's 444. So if you see those numbers around like on Instagram or social media, know that they're probably referring right now to Liam because that was kind of like their thing. Like in on the note too, it was like written everywhere. So I just think it's like a crazy hidden tie that they have together.
It's just mind-boggling and hard to understand that someone who was thinking about their future and this life together was also dabbling with so many demons and drugs that they found in his hotel. That's just heartbreaking. Like, you just wrote a note talking about the future you had, but then knowing that all those drugs that you were putting into the system, and maybe you're not knowing because of what they were, what the demons he was dealing with, but it's just so heartbreaking.
I know, it's devastating. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Brett's bad,
better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending today. I'll take a look at the internet and see the trending stories, and then I'll read off some headlines, and Hannah tells me which links I should click on or which ones I should just keep scrolling by. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We'll see how many stories that Hannah wants to hear the details on. The age your partner is most likely to cheat.
Ooh, when?
Okay, so there's an infidelity coach. Apparently that's a thing. He's got a book. It's called How to Be Unfaithful Without Getting Caught.
Are you kidding me?
This is what this guy's book
What's
is called.
What's this guy's name? I'm going to find him.
I hope
him.
He's not married.
Albert Arnaz or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So he said the average, when most people most likely cheat is 29, 39, and 49. The end of the
Nine
decade.
Nine is a bad number.
The end of the decade milestone. People are like reassessing their lives. They kind of go through those like life crises, and that's when they're most likely to cheat.
That just put me in a bad mood. Okay.
Love licking.
Licking? Sure.
Yeah, sure. Dogs show love by licking you.
Duh.
It's comforting and instinctive action reminds them how their mother treated them as pups, and so licking them is a way for them to say, I love you back.
I didn't realize that's what it, like, I knew obviously licking was like kisses
but
for
that's
them.
Why, yeah.
But that's so sweet.
Look at me giving you these adorable stories.
I thought it was human licking.
Sure. Did you want a human licking story?
I don't know.
Human licking's next headline.
I'm here for the thrill, you know.
Drunken Halloween is the next headline. It all goes hand in hand with human licking.
Sure.
Research has shown the average alcohol consumption is increased by 30% on Halloween, saying more people are drinking than almost any other holiday.
People love to get buck wild on Halloween.
They're like, man, if I gotta take my kids trick-or-treating, I'm gonna be drinking.
Yeah, for real. Right.
How you make a fist reveals very specific things about your personality.
Keep it moving, because I never do it right. Every time I make a fist, people are always like, oh my gosh, Hannah, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, so you want to know what that one means?
No, keep it moving. Okay. I don't care about the judgment.
Okay. Have we all been using garbage bags the wrong way our entire lives?
What?
I saw this.
Yeah, this might be an important one.
Okay, so it's going viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what AB saw on TikTok, it's got a lot of views. So this woman on TikTok claims is you put it on like a hat. So you take the part that's like stretchy, you put it on top, and then you just push it in instead of like fanning it out and then sticking the...
Yeah, like they come inside out or something. Like they come made for that.
What?
Yes. So you're supposed to put the top part on and then push it in instead of putting...
Oh, yeah.
So... Hefty actually saw this because it was so viral and said, there's no wrong way to put on a trash bin. We actually don't have it.
Just buy our product. We don't care what you do with it after.
That's what they said. Like, you can put it on. You can do it however you want. We're not a judgment company.
Just buy our bag.
Just buy it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If you break up with somebody and you, first off, do you have to announce it on social media? And when you do... feel like you have to announce it on social media. Do you have to run it by the person that you just broke up with? Like, hey, I'm about to post this on social media. I'm about to change my Facebook status. 314-531-9898. What made me think of this is Hannah was covering this in the Hollywood hashtag, and she said you're obsessed with this TikTok breakup of Zach Bryan and Brianna.
Chicken Fry. Yeah, I was really invested in it. Still am.
Because they broke up. And he posted a message on his Instagram announcing the breakup. And then Brianna then responded with this.
I just woke up to Zach posting on his Instagram that we broke up. And I had no idea that post was going up. He didn't text me. He didn't call me. I just woke up to a bunch of texts being like, are you okay? And I'm like, did my dad die? How can you give someone everything and like love him so unconditionally?
Did she
fight through stuff that you shouldn't?
You know, she goes, he didn't text me or call me. Did he need to?
I feel like so. I feel like yes.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you guys need to be on the same page of like, okay, are we telling friends first? Are we telling family first? Like, how is this going? Like with Matt and I's recent breakup back in August, we both were like, okay, we're telling our family, then our friends, and I definitely had to ask him, can I do this segment on the radio before I did? Like, I wanted to, like, let him know, like, okay, if you get messages or anything, like, just know I'm going to talk about this in a couple of weeks.
That might
I just feel like that's, like, a rite of passage. Like,
the
You don't want to be blindsided when you're already going through the emotions of a breakup.
It might be a nice thing to do, but you definitely do not have to do it.
You don't think so?
No. Why?
Why is it hard?
Because the relationship is over. You need to cut ties with each other, and you don't need to be going back and forth about how, like, what if they say no? And so Zach Bryan, who is a celebrity, can't publicly make a comment because she said no?
He did it like 24 hours after they broke up. Like, give it a damn rest for a second.
The thing is, after you post something like that, you are going to get swarmed with texts and DMs. And you're going to be in every news headline, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. She needs to just be mentally prepared that that's going to happen that day. Like, what if she's just out and about and is hit with this news and she's like, why do I have a million DMs about
this? No, it maybe
she was like, did someone die?
It
like,
maybe would have been the nice, maybe
that.
A nice thing for him to do, but I don't think it's like he has to.
Of course the men are going to say no.
Well, I mean, like,
I think it's not only the nice thing to do, I think it's the right thing to do. I think you're right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Especially if you ended on good terms.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like they did.
But maybe when you end on bad terms, they're just going to keep making it bad.
Why is it bad? They just broke up. Even if she gets a bunch of text messages saying, did you guys break up? All she has to say is, yes.
That's not true either.
That's not. People dig way harder. It's not just, hey, are you broken up? Why did you break up? When did you break up? Who broke up with who? It's never
playing devil's advocate
thing.
Here, though. He was like, in his mind, maybe he's thinking, like, it's going to come out anyway. It needs to come out for me since I'm the person that this news is about. So I'm just going to get ahead of it.
No, it's not. That's so selfish of that whole thought is about
him.
It involves two people.
Well, hey.
It's not just his relationship.
Zach Bryan maybe is a selfish person.
He's not wrong, though, because what if all of a sudden you're, like, he's a public figure, but even if you're not a public figure.
She is, too.
But even if you're not a public figure, and so this war talking about even your relationship, you'd hate to walk down the street, see a friend like, oh, I heard so, because gossip flies, and you're like, cool, I don't want to address this this way. I want to be the one who gets the message out there, and this is how the relationship
we're
ended.
No PR team, but I feel like getting ahead of the messaging here in this situation
I feel like
what they were going for.
And I also don't think you guys owe each other anything anymore. That's the point of the breakup.
You owe each other respect always.
That's not disrespectful.
Yes, it is.
Is it disrespectful? 314-531-9898. When you go through a breakup and you have to announce it publicly, do you think that you need to run it by the partner? Or you're like, hey, this is my social media. I'm going to handle my social media how I want to handle it. We'll take your calls on this next. This is such an interesting conversation. When it comes to, like, if you have to announce on social media, like, hey, we're no longer together, a lot of couples have to do this. I think if you're in the spotlight, pretty much always have to do it if you're in the spotlight. But even if you're not, I feel like couples do this now. Like, we're no longer together. They change their social media status or anything like that. Do you need to give your partner a heads up? 314-531-9898. It all started because Hannah kind of felt so strongly about this TikTok breakup. She said she was invested in the entire day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in like heavy on the For You page on the Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan breakup. They broke up, and then like 24 hours later, Zach went to his Instagram, posted about their breakup. Brianna had no idea that he was doing this and woke up to just an array of text messages about their breakup when she didn't even get time to process it herself.
Does he need to give her a heads up before he makes that statement publicly? Or they're no longer together. I don't owe you anything anymore.
Yeah, but he could have just, you know, DM'd her or said something. Hey, I'm going to put this on Instagram just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Would have been the nice thing.
Yeah.
Which apparently is out the window with Alex and Brett.
Do you think he needs to ask?
I would like to be mentally prepared and have him ask so that I don't have a panic attack when I wake up morning and see all
this.
Like,
hold on. There's a big difference between asking and telling, though, too. So what if he tells you?
He tells you.
He should have maybe told.
So if he tells you, so he comes to you and says, I want to post this on my Instagram, and you say no, what is he supposed to do? Then he doesn't control his own Instagram, his ex controls his Instagram? Like, do you want to be told,
I don't really think it's fair for
asked?
You guys to kind of change your argument. Like you said, like, no, he
difference.
Doesn't have to say anything.
I'm saying, I don't think he needs to do either of them. I'm just saying, where is the line for you? Now, does he need to at least tell you? Or you want to be full on asked?
I honestly think
because being full on asked is crazy.
Either or is
that is completely
fine.
Wrong.
Like, would you be comfortable?
And what if she says no?
Yeah, you can't expect to be asked. Because he's going to do it either way.
I expect some form of communication.
If he's already made his mind
up
that he's doing it either way, then you're not going to be asked.
Did you ask Matt? or did you tell him that you were going to talk about the breakup?
I said, are you okay if I talk about our breakup on air?
If he said no, you probably would have talked about it anyway, no?
No, I probably would have. Well, I probably would have talked it out with him to see a way that I could do it.
So you would have had a conversation.
Yes.
Okay, so what if, so we all think that based off Zach Bryan's statement, we felt like he might have cheated because he said something like, I'm not, I'm a flawed man or something like that. Yeah, he made a statement that might be cheating. But what if he did cheat or he found somebody else he was interested in, broke up with her? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He breaks up with her before he cheats. He just found someone else he's interested in. And then he goes to this girl that he's talking to, says, yeah, my ex won't let me publicly announce it. She said no. If you're that girl, you'd be like, your ex does not control your Instagram.
Or you'd be, thank you for telling me this, because now I know you will tell me this when we break up.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's not okay. If he found somebody else that he's interested in, and he wants to publicly get ahead of it.
I don't think that makes a difference at all.
Oh, I want you to be dating someone who says, hey, my ex said we can't even announce that we're broken up with yet. I can't make an Instagram post yet. Everyone thinks we're still together.
If they broke up yesterday, I'd be like, yeah, that probably makes a whole lot of sense.
I mean, yeah, if it's a year down the road, I'd be like, well, that's a little sus.
She's a rational person.
That would make you feel like the side chick.
You are it! 24 hours later, I hope she feels that way.
He was cutting the chicken off cold turkey, right?
Jelly Roll, man, he just crushed it last night. And he's what we're talking about in the Hollywood hashtag, right, Hannah?
Yeah, I'm going to share with you his next big personal goal for himself. I can't wait to see him achieve this. I'll tell you what it is at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Jelly Roll has just nonstop been grinding, whether it's being on tour, impacting the community in a good way. He's just crushing it all around. And he recently shared on Instagram that he's hit a very impressive milestone in his weight loss journey, sharing that he's lost 100 pounds so far.
That's why next year when y'all see me, you won't recognize me. I'm going to get under a pile of weights in a way that I never have.
I think that's awesome. He said at the beginning he was going to lose 100 pounds. He did it, and he's keeping going. He wants to do more.
I believe him. We talked about this when he made that announcement that, like, if anyone was going to do it, it was this guy. When he is beat and fought addiction, incarceration, the music industry, and he continues to do what he said he was going to do, and if there's anyone who could do it, it's him. I heard his concert last night was awesome.
Yeah, he gave St. Louis lots of love. And also, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a rumor that Jelly Roll was at the High Ridge Walmart, like, before the concert. People were swarming the parking lot, going crazy. The Jeffco police had to go there and be like, okay, guys, this is not even him. This is just someone's random bus. It was so funny.
Well, because the show's out in Wichita, too. This happened in Wichita as well.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. He was actually at Walmart, and no one recognized him.
Oh, really?
Probably because he lost all his weight.
Yeah, he has all these tattoos on him and stuff. And he was checking out, and the cashier was like, they asked the cashier, do you know who this guy is? The cashier's like, no, bro. And he's like, I'm Jelly Roll. They're like,
wow.
Cool.
He's just a legend. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. 30% of people have been late to a meeting because of this.
I think it's because they stop and get coffee somewhere.
Ooh, stop and get coffee.
And then they look terrible when they walk in with their Starbies.
Dude, when people walk in late to a meeting and then they're holding a Starbucks, I always think, that is such a bad luck. That's funny you said that.
They had to go to the bathroom. They didn't have time. They tried to get it before the meeting. Unfortunately, it became more serious than they thought. Because I've been there.
Wait.
Alex?
I'll just say traffic.
Traffic, 30%
classic.
People.
Everybody gets
I'm
going to
say you
traffic.
Slept in.
Somebody got it correct. Could be the coffee from Starbucks, slept in, overslept, could be traffic, could be the bathroom. Who do you think got it correct? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's get to the answer to the Megamind question of the day. 30% of people have been late to a meeting because of this. And I said, really good guesses today. And someone on the Brett Mega Show got it correct. Hannah, your guess was?
I said that people stop and get coffee.
It's always a bad look when you walk into the meeting late, but you got that Starbucks. Like,
yeah,
you might as well just throw it away because you look awful.
Kevin?
I said they had to go to the bathroom before the meeting.
Traffic gets you.
And I said sleeping in.
And the text line says unanimously, thanks to Connie as well, that they agree that it's me. People believe people are late to meetings because they go to the bathroom.
Wow.
It's the bad luck, guys. 30% of people are late because they stop to get coffee.
The Starbucks?
The really? Starbucks, yes.
Guys, this is your sign. Don't do it. Your iced coffee is not worth it.
It is the worst look, but it's I feel like almost in every meeting there's somebody who comes walking in late drinking the Starbucks, and you're like, really?
You like become known for that.
Yeah,
yes. You can't drop that title once you get it. Just leave it in your car.
Maybe that's why. Once you become that person, you're just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to be late to every meeting that I
have. True.
All these people were here on time and they're not drinking Starbucks. So you're like, I'm going to get labeled it anyways.
Mega Minds.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a new game on the Brett Magnus Show, and it's actually a game that Kevin played this weekend where Kevin will play a song, and then we are going to guess the year the song came out. Is it closest without going over, Kevin? Or
yes,
is it closest?
It's kind of like the Price is Right rule. Okay. So closest without going over wins. You get the point, all right?
All right. So Kevin will play a hook of a song. We will guess when we think that song came out.
Yeah, so I had to start with my favorite artist. When did Dua Lipa's This Song come out?
Levitate. All right, everyone has pieces of paper. We all wrote down our answers. AB, everyone turn and reveal.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Well, we're all close. 2018, 2021, and 2022. Alex and I both did 2022.
I thought it was like COVID-ish.
Hannah gets the point because it came out in 2020.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
October of 2020.
So it was really COVID.
Levitating is 4 years ago.
It
guess, though,
That's
AB.
That's a place.
Yep. Yeah.
AB was right on it, but it doesn't get the point because you went over. Okay.
All right, this next song, we're going to go way back. When did this song come out?
Well, way to give us a hint.
No, that helps.
Satisfaction. I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know.
Got it.
All right,
everyone's all over the place. I just went because I'm trying to go close with the
82.
And I did 60. Brett gets the point. It came out in October of 1965.
Wow. Right, I was there. Way off.
Yeah, the
technically, 80, I'm the closest.
Yeah, you've been choice.
You were closest.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got to start going lower.
You're overbidding.
That's funny.
When did this song come out?
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Ooh,
just like every night.
I love this song.
This looks such a good song. I say I almost went with what AB did because I didn't want to go close without going over. Hannah and AB both submitted 1980.
1976.
I did 1983.
1983. Brett gets the point. It came out in October of 1988.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's old. It's younger.
Younger.
Right? Well, yeah.
Right. Newer, younger.
Right. A couple more songs. When did this song come out?
Oh, I remember this song.
I do not like this song.
I love this song. How did I know?
Brett, you just changed your answer.
I did.
You can't cheat it.
2016.
I don't even care if he gets this right. He's wrong. Cheater.
You said 2017 and changed it to 2011. Since we wouldn't allow you to have 2011, you don't get the point.
No!
October 2011 is when it came out. So Hannah gets the point. 2009 is the closest.
I didn't realize I wrote down a 7 until I went to go turn it over.
No, right. You're a cheater.
I turned it over and I was like, oh, that's a 7. And
so
me.
Hannah has 2.
I said I knew
so
in the
song. So I'm winning the game now.
No, it's Hannah has 2. Brett has 2.
So this all decides it.
This decides it all.
Okay.
When did the song come out? All right.
I get knocked down.
Oh, I get up again.
I can picture myself in the age I was when this song came out. I'm going to submit because it's closest without going over 2000.
You guys are crazy.
I said 1992.
I said 1992.
I said 98.
Alex is over. Brett is over. The girls who had 1992 get the point.
Yes!
Came out in October of 1997. Hannah wins!
Yeah! And you guys all
would struggle with this game.
This
is
not going over is stupid. I had two thousands.
Yeah,
no,
I agree. I do think it should have been just closest in general.
Yeah, why do we always do that?
Because I don't think Price is Right rule was
Price is Right rule
came up with this game, guys.
Price is Right rules.
No.
Rules the world.
No. You guys, that's just how the game goes. Yeah. I win, you lose.
Good job, Hannah.
If we would have played with different rules, AV would have been close. Or
yeah, and that actually makes me upset because I never win. So.
If we would have done...
We are too competitive.
Everyone's mad at each other. That game was fun. We'll play again some other time. We just have to figure out the rules.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.